From Nurture the Creative Mind and KUER, I'm Cooper LaValle. Hear me now. Though it may seem like the other side of the tracks to outsiders, Ogden has grown into an incredibly diverse home for theater. One shining example of this is the Ziegfeld Theater. The owners Caleb and Morgan Perry started small. With the help of the community and an incredible creative team, the Ziegfeld was transformed from a small, frugal group of performers and DIYers into a bustling community of diverse creators and performers.
And Rick Rea is the artistic director at the Ziegfeld Theater. He and Cooper talked about community theater in Utah.
Did you think when you were in college that you were going to be doing what you're doing now?
No, in so many ways. And I didn't come out of college and do the Zieg. I started the Zieg with Caleb Morgan my second year at Weber State. On top of that, I had no intentions of staying in Ogden. I was going to come here, get my degree, and then go to New York. Mm-hmm. And I put that off for 3 years because I fell in love with Ogden. I fell in love with the people here. I fell in love with this theater and what we were building. I freaking love Utah, and I love Ogden. You know, the most recent time, I was in New York a couple times this summer, and, you know, watching shows, I came back and I just said, you know, the more I see theater, the more I realize what we do here and what we do there is not as different as people think.
How have the people who have put themselves in the Ziegfeld community, how have they shaped the culture of the Ziegfeld? Would you say that it's entirely based on the people who come into the Ziegfeld or the people who are already there?
It's becoming more and more a place where new faces are seen all the time and where your identity is less defined by the Zieg. The Zieg is more now defined by the identities of people who are there at any given time. The identity is always changing, but the spirit of it stays the same, which is an open, loving community of people and building something that's bigger than ourselves.
You've been there since the beginning, basically.
Yeah.
So what was that process like?
Well, it was a wasteland. So it had been abandoned for several years. The guy that was selling it had been trying to sell it for years. Nobody wanted it. Mm-hmm. The walls had, these just mildewy fabric things on the sides, and the chairs were awful shape. And it was a project. But January to June of 2012 for me can be defined by scaffolding, swearing at chairs that we're fixing. We were doing work in the attic, and I remember Austin Stevenson, he was a do-it-yourselfer, and he was doing electric work in the attic, and then, you know, we're painting the ceiling or something, and all of a sudden we hear this crash, and then we see from the ceiling this human, you know, the ceiling is like 30 feet out of the ground, and just him falling through and catching himself. Like, thankfully he didn't fall all the way through, he caught himself and we got him, and, you know, we were of course not insured at the time, but it was a whole bunch of people with no training and skill and doing things and just out of love gathering together to make this theater happen. And it was a labor of love. I mean, there were some great skilled people and, you know, hired things, but it was ultimately, yeah.
How much has it changed since renovations finished and everything started getting going? How much has it changed since?
The big things that have changed is that we've gone from being a well-intended little community theater to working on the way to becoming a semi-professional theater. And there's a ways to go, but we hold ourselves and those who work with us and our aspirations toward the standard of professionalism and of what a professional theater like Pioneer can do. And to work to get closer and closer to that each year, it's a process. But community spirit is just as important, and that we never want to get to a point where we lose what the heart of community theater is, which is a group of people who love art, who love working with each other in their communities, creating something that is coming from the love for the art, the love for the process.
What do you think it is that sort of sets the theater apart, makes it unique?
On a cultural aspect, I think what makes it unique is that there's a lot more of a family aspect. We wanted it to just be a open-minded but accepting of everybody on all perspectives and not isolating in any direction. So it wasn't counter, but it wasn't also just part of the gestalt. Our community here in Ogden and what it does for the actors at the Zieg and for me as a person, it's changed my life completely. I'm a better man because I spent a few years building this rather than just building my own creative pursuits. I get to carry that with me, and that's the greatest gift of all.
I'm Cooper LaValle. This is Hear Me Now.